This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take a journey to the red planet, Mars. You know, some people say that we're going to have a traffic jam around Mars in the coming weeks. We have the United Arab Emirates, we have the Chinese, and of course, NASA plotting missions to the red planet. Every 2 years, we have a window of opportunity when the planets are aligned right, and the month of July could see perhaps up to 3 probes being sent to Mars. Now, I should caution you, there's something called the Mars Jinx, and that is roughly 50% of our missions to Mars never make it. But let's cross our fingers, because NASA, the Chinese, and the United Arab Emirates have their sights set on the planet Mars. And with us today, we have 2 senior scientists at NASA who have been involved with a number of successful missions to the red planet. And also let me say a few things about Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question and get on 100 radio stations that carry the show, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Also, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have about 3 million fans on Facebook, about 1 million fans on Twitter, and I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. In fact, my latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the possibility of one day, who knows when, we might be able to terraform Mars, perhaps even one day build starships, maybe one day begin the process of colonizing the universe. Of course, that's still a faraway dream, but it's always good to dream. And speaking about the red planet, we once had Carl Sagan on the airwaves, and I asked Carl Sagan, the noted astronomer, what inspired him to focus in on these planets. And he said when he was a kid, he read the John Carter of Mars science fiction series written by William Rice Burroughs, the same man who created Tarzan. And Mr. Sagan said, as a little teenage boy, he dreamed about roaming the sands of Mars in search of Deja Thoris, the beautiful Mars princess. Well, today we know there are no princesses on Mars, but we do have the dream of exploring the red planet. So with us today are 2 senior scientists from NASA, Dr. Michael Meyer and Mr. David Lavery, both of whom have been at the forefront of many, many missions to the red planet. Dr. Michael Meyer, for example, is the lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program. He has a PhD from Texas A&M University. He specializes in astrobiology and exobiology, the search for life throughout the universe. And he's been involved with a number of successful missions to Mars, including the 2001 Mars Odyssey mission, and that is still orbiting the red planet. And then with us today also we have David Lavery. He's responsible for management of the design and development of the next generation Mars spacecraft. He's an expert in artificial intelligence, and he's been with NASA for a number of successful missions to Mars. In August 2012, there was the Mars Science Laboratory, which landed on the red planet. On January 2004, there was the Mars Exploration Rover. And way back in 1997, he was program manager for the Sojourner Planetary Rover, which landed on Mars July 4, 1997. So between them, we have a galaxy of experience of our lead scientists for NASA. So Dr. Meyer and Mr. Lavery, thank you so much for being on Science. Fantastic. First question for you, Dr. Meyer, is when you were a youth, think back now to when you were a kid, what inspired you to become a scientist, especially specializing in the planet Mars?
Well, it's an interesting question in that there's actually two events early on in my life, besides just being interested in math and science in general. It was the moon landing in July of 1969 that basically convinced me that there's another alternate to life other than going into business or going into the military. And so I had that in the back of my mind. And then I got a job one summer treasure salvaging off the coast of Florida. And I learned how to dive during that experience. And my first foray underwater made me realize that there was a whole world there that, even though I had read books and watched Jacques Cousteau on TV, there was a whole world that I did not understand and a whole world to learn about. And that convinced me when I was going to go to college to figure out, you know, pursue learning, because there are so many things out there that we don't know about. And that really got me on the whole track of science. And it wasn't until later, looking at life in extreme environments, that moved me into recognizing that NASA provided sort of the vehicle for exploring life in other worlds.
Now, Dr. Meyer, in your heart of hearts, you're an exobiologist, do you believe that one day we will find evidence of life in outer space? That's a speculative question.
I am convinced, just based on the sheer number of planets around stars and the number of stars, that life is out there. And so one of these days, I think we're going to find evidence of it. And part of the reason why I am so interested in Mars is that's sort of our first real try of figuring out whether or not a planet next to us could have gotten life started. And it's a legitimate question, and it can really help inform us how likely it is that all these planets out there, how likely it is that there might be life on one of them or many of them.
Okay, and Mr. Lavery, same question for you. When you were a youth, what inspired you to get interested in science, robotics, and space exploration?
Well, like Michael, I grew up during the Apollo era, and at the time, if you were a kid in my neighborhood, you wanted to be one of three things. You either wanted to be a baseball player, a fireman, or an astronaut. And so when I was 6 years old, the idea of being an astronaut just absolutely gripped me, and that's what I was going to be. At the time, though, the only way to becoming an astronaut back then was you had to be a military test pilot first. And I got as far as high school until I found out that my eyesight was so bad that the military was never going to let me fly. And so that hope of becoming an astronaut, at least through that route, was squashed about that time. And so I basically said, look, if I can't go, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on machines that can be my proxies and can go in my place and will do that exploration for me while I am back on Earth. And I can use them and see through their eyes and their abilities and move through their movements. And that was how I got interested in robotics and artificial intelligence, which is then what I pursued through my undergraduate degree and my graduate work in computer science and AI.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion with NASA's lead scientist, Dr. Michael Meyer and David Lavery, talking about the exploration of the red planet. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're focusing in on the planet Mars. Not one, not two, but three. Three missions are planned to explore the red planet in the month of July. Let's hope there are not going to be any mishaps. Let's hope that we can defeat the Mars jinx and go to the red planet. And speaking about the red planet, of course, people remember the work of H.G. Wells, who wrote War of the Worlds. And he was once asked the question, what inspired him to write that pivotal novel which focused the world's attention on the red planet? And he said, well, if you were a poor Indian or a poor African in a backward country, and all of a sudden the British military comes along with firepower, gunpowder, gunboats, you would think the Martians have landed. So, in other words, we are the Earthlings fearing the Martians, just like primitive people in the past feared the British Empire. Well, today we know there are no Martians, or at least no Martians that we've been able to find so far, but that doesn't stop NASA from dreaming of one day putting people on the surface of Mars. Well, with us today once again is Dr. Michael Meyer, lead scientist for NASA's Space Exploration Program, and Mr. David Lavery. He has designed and developed many of the robots that now crawl over the surface of Mars. And as I mentioned, not one, but three missions are being planned in the month of July. United Arab Emirates, UAE, the first Arab country to dream of sending a probe to Mars. And then we have the Chinese with their huge Long March booster rocket, capable of shooting a probe to Mars, and then, of course, NASA. So the next question for you, Dr. Meyer, is what do we hope to achieve with the Mars Perseverance space shot?
So the Perseverance rover has some unique capabilities to explore a certain region on Mars. Jezero Crater is going to examine that area and see whether or not it really is a place that used to be habitable, a place where that could have supported life. It is extremely well designed with instrumentation to look for potential evidence that life was once there if it ever got started there. So that's one whole aspect of its exploration. And then the other half of it is that it's going to drill core samples and cache them for future return. So this will be our first opportunity to capture samples and then bring them back to Earth. First time we're bringing samples back from another planet. So, this is a spectacular mission, and it really is going to push us forward in understanding whether or not Mars could have ever supported life and whether or not life ever got started there.
So the rover is, in some sense, it's like a miniature science laboratory, right? It can do experiments, it can examine rock, and it can do things that previous rovers just were beginning to accomplish, right?
So in many ways, it's designed very much for looking at rocks and determining whether or not there are interfaces that might be particularly interesting, that may be habitats for past microbial life. Also looking for organics themselves that may be embedded and preserved in the rocks, but it's designed also to take those samples. So in other words, Curiosity, which is on the surface of Mars today, has a laboratory on board where it can take rocks, grind them up, and do experiments with them to tell us about those rocks. Here, the rover is going to look at it in very fine scale in two dimensions to see whether or not the rocks are really interesting and have the potential for evidence of life. But then the next step is to put them in a tube so that a future mission can pick them up and bring them to Earth.
Okay, and Mr. Lavery, we have rovers that have given us detailed photographs of the surface of Mars. We have orbiters giving us beautiful pictures of the entire planet itself. But there's a gap in between. A gap in between that some people think will be filled by a helicopter. And I understand that you're one of the lead scientists that have designed and implemented the first helicopter to land on another celestial body. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so we have going along with the rover, tucked underneath the belly of the rover when it lands on the surface of Mars, we have the Ingenuity helicopter, which will be the first aerodynamic craft ever to have powered flight on another planet. Physically, the helicopter itself, the main fuselage or the body of it is about the size of a softball, and it's got a single shaft that comes out the top with two counter-rotating helicopter propeller blades that will provide the lift, and they are just over about 4 feet in diameter. The entire craft weighs just under 4 pounds, and it is being used to basically demonstrate that controlled powered flight on another planet is actually possible. And if this is successful, it could lead the way to future missions using helicopters and other aerial craft for doing things like scouting ahead of the rover. You know, the rover has one particular point of view, and it sometimes can be difficult to figure out as driving the rover across the terrain, well, over that hill, do I want to go to the right or the left? Is it this dead-end blind alley, or something that could be scientifically useful. We could have a helicopter that could fly ahead of the rover and scout the way to determine what path to follow. Other tasks we can think of are things like going out, and Michael mentioned that there will be samples that will be cached on the surface by this rover. In future missions, we could imagine that the helicopter would go out and collect samples and bring them back to a central location and do that sample retrieval process much faster than our rover might be able to. And also it can get into regions that rovers just can't go. Very rugged terrain, examining the sides of cliff faces, areas like that that are just completely inhospitable for a rover to traverse. A helicopter could be deployed and do that scientific investigation in those regions and return the results. And so we have a whole bunch of different scenarios where these devices may be useful. What it really comes down to is we are hoping that it should Ingenuity, this helicopter, be successful during the test flights after we touch down on Mars. It's going to open the way for future exploration with a different mechanism, the same way that the Sojourner rover, which was the first rover ever to drive on Mars back in 1997, in the same way that Sojourner opened up the era of rover exploration on Mars, we're hoping that this helicopter, if it's successful, will do the same for aerial exploration on planets.
Now, the atmospheric pressure on the surface of Mars is only 1% that found on the planet Earth. And you have the helicopter, you depend upon air friction in order to loft yourself into the sky. So was that a problem? Was that a problem, the fact that the air is so thin, the carbon dioxide atmosphere is so thin on the Martian planet?
So it was a huge problem. As you mentioned, the atmospheric density on Mars is only about 1% that on Earth. So it's basically like trying to fly a helicopter on Earth at an altitude of 100,000 feet. And right now, the realistic ceiling for helicopters on Earth is about 40,000 feet. So this is a very difficult task. And we've got a couple of offsetting factors that actually allow us to find that one engineering design sweet spot that works for us in this particular case. The atmosphere on Mars is very, very thin. And so you've got to do a lot more with the propeller rotor blades to get enough lift out of them. But on the other hand, the gravity on Mars is only one-third that of Earth, so you only have to generate one-third the lift that you might have to generate on Earth. And so the way that we do that is we do two things. One, the rotor blades themselves spin a lot faster than they would on Earth. A helicopter on Earth typically will have rotor blades spinning at about 400 to 500 RPM. The ones on the Ingenuity spin between 2,800 and 3,000 RPM, so 5 to 6 times faster. That helps give us a lot more lift. The other thing is that if you look at them versus their length, they're much wider and fatter than an Earth helicopter blade would be. And it's almost like a paddle in terms of its overall dimensional ratio. And so, again, that gives us more bite in the Mars atmosphere to generate more lift. Those two things combined together allow us to get just the amount of lift that we need to be able to get up off the surface of Mars.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call. We're talking about Mars.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News. The City Council of Minneapolis, Minnesota has now approved a resolution officially declaring racism a public health emergency. The resolution comes nearly 2 months after George Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck. Mayor Jacob Frey said in a press release, "Systemic racism is among the greatest long-term threats our city and nation are facing, and the last 2 months have made that reality painfully clear." He also said the passing of this resolution means we as local elected officials understand that anti-racism must be centered in all that we do to work to ensure Minneapolis is at the forefront of achieving racial equality. Neiman Marcus is asking a federal bankruptcy court in Texas to allow over $10 million in pay raises for CEO Jeffrey Van Riemsdyk and seven other executives as the company goes through debt restructuring. The proposed compensation plan covers staff who are critical to day-to-day operations during the bankruptcy process. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about the red planet. Every 2 years, a window of opportunity opens up. The planets are aligned in the sky just right to minimize the amount of time it takes to reach the red planet. And if all goes well, not one, not two, but three. Three missions are planned in the month of July to reach the red planet. And with us today are two senior scientists from NASA who have been involved with many of these previous Mars rover programs. Dr. Michael Meyer is the lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program. He's an expert in exobiology, the search for life in outer space. And then we have with us an engineer who specializes in robotics, Mr. David Labery. He's responsible for the design and development of next-generation Mars exploration spacecraft. And he's been involved with a number of missions which landed on Mars. We're talking about 2004, 2012, 1997, where Mars planetary probes have landed successfully on the surface of Mars. Well, when we last left off, Mr. Labery, we were talking about that helicopter on Mars. When you think of a helicopter on Mars, you think of astronauts boarding a craft and zooming over the hills of Mars and going around the volcanoes. But as you mentioned, the helicopter is small because the air is only 1% the density of the planet Earth. But do you envision one day large helicopters that can actually take astronauts into the sky?
That's certainly one of the possibilities that we're looking at very far downstream. This helicopter that will be carrying aboard the rover, Perseverance rover, for this particular mission, it is a relatively small device, as I mentioned. It's only about 4 pounds, and it was sized that way primarily because it had to find a place we could actually hold it up and pack it up along with the rover inside the spacecraft that actually is going to carry it from Earth to Mars. And we were very limited in the amount of volume that we had available to us. So a big forcing function was to make it as small as possible so it could fit along with the rover, which was already going to be there. But we could certainly see that if this technology proves itself to actually work in the way that we hope, and that the demonstration flights that we'll be having when we get to Mars are successful, we have looked out into how far we can push this technology and how far we can scale it. And we feel fairly confident that it does scale up fairly well, at least to the point where having payloads of a few tens of kilograms is certainly possible. Now, whether it would ever get to the point where you would have something that would be large enough to actually lift an astronaut in a pressure suit and carry them around or not, we haven't gone out quite that far, but it's certainly in the realm of things that we would be looking at if this technology does prove useful. Now, that does sort of set aside the whole discussion of just because you can have someone flying in a helicopter on Mars, is it the most efficient or effective way of actually moving them around? That's a different discussion, but just being able to know that it's possible and that it's an avenue that's worth exploring gives us a lot of options in terms of how we plan out an eventual human mission to Mars.
Okay. Now, Dr. Meyer, you mentioned rock retrieval. That is actually bringing Martian rock back to the planet Earth. Now, I understand that this probe won't do it, but it'll set the stage for the next probe to do it. So let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, let's talk about rock retrieval. And don't we have meteors from Mars already on the planet Earth? We'll talk about that too. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to be on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today, once again, we have two of NASA's top scientists, Dr. Michael Meyer, who is the lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program, a veteran of many space missions, and get this, he's also a veteran of 6 research expeditions to Antarctica. You got to be very dedicated in order to want to venture on 6 expeditions to the South Pole, because you have conditions there that we might find on the polar ice caps of Mars. And he also has a PhD in oceanography from Texas A&M University. And with us also today is Mr. David Lavery. He's responsible for the design and development of next-generation Mars exploration spacecraft. He was involved with a number of missions which successfully landed on the planet Mars, including Sojourner in 1997, also the Mars Science Laboratory in 2012, and the Mars Exploration Rover in 2004. Well, Dr. Meyer, let's talk about rock retrieval, because the whole idea of bringing rocks back to the planet Earth sounds far-fetched, but doable if we lay the groundwork with this mission. And I'll also ask you a question. Don't we already have meteorites from Mars? What are your thoughts?
So, Michio, I actually have 2 things to say about it. This mission, basically, it's going to explore core and cache samples. So its job is to look around, find out what the most interesting things are, and then cache them. So it's not too dissimilar from a geologist wandering around in a new site and finding interesting rocks and putting them in the backpack. But the real difference is that another mission has to come and get those samples. So those samples will be there on the surface of Mars waiting for the next mission, and that planning is in the works. And the next mission will land. It'll have a rocket on board that is capable of putting things back into orbit around Mars. But also have a Fetch rover that is being supplied by our European colleagues that will go and get the samples and put them on the rocket. So why do we go through this amazing trouble to get small samples back from another planet? And we already have meteorites, lots of meteorites, and it tells us about Mars, but it's like real estate. The big thing is location, location, location. With those Mars meteorites, we can do a lot of tests on. We have fantastic instruments here on Earth, but we don't know where those rocks came from. We know they came from Mars, but not where. And that's a very large portion of the story of understanding what formed those rocks, what formed the parts of the rock, what their history is. Understanding the context from which they came really helps inform you about the rocks they're telling you about Mars. By purposely finding samples, you're particularly interested. You get to pick them. When you bring them back, you know exactly where they came from. You know how they fit into the whole story. You know whether or not they're a sediment from an ancient river or whether or not they're from a volcano. And that really helps you in understanding what story those rocks are going to tell you about Mars.
Now, I remember a few decades ago, there was this huge brouhaha around a Martian meteorite that landed on the planet Earth. They cut it open, and under a microscope, you saw these little wormy things there. Some people thought they were evidence of multicellular life forms embedded in Martian rock. Other people said, bah, it's nothing but some kind of crystalline condensation of some sort on the inside the rock. What is the latest? It's been a few decades since that big story hit the press. What's the latest? Do we have any evidence at all that microbial life may have existed on Mars?
So the meteorite that you're talking about is LH84001, and that did come from Mars and is very important as something telling us about Mars, because it came from ancient Mars, in fact, one of the oldest rocks that we have from the red planet. But the evidence that we have, we know that there's reduced organics in that rock, and there are other things, carbonates in that rock. There are things that tell us about Mars and what a fantastic environment it was, and that it was probably...
Let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to ask some of NASA's top scientists about the red planet. Stay tuned.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again with us today, we have two of NASA's top scientists with us talking about the missions to Mars. Well, we have not one, not two, but three. Three interplanetary missions planned by the United Arab Emirates, the Chinese, and of course NASA. We have with us today Dr. Michael Meyer, lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program, an expert in the science of astrobiology and exobiology. And we also have with us Mr. David Lafferty, an expert in artificial intelligence, and has been deeply involved with several of the rovers that successfully landed and roam currently over the surface of Mars. So, Dr. Meyer, do we have any evidence, either with samples of rocks that have been viewed remotely or with rocks that actually landed on the Earth from Mars, any evidence whatsoever that life once existed on Mars? Is it still elusive?
So, it depends on who you talk to. There are some very good scientists who feel that we already have evidence of life on Mars from a Mars meteorite called ALH-84001. The majority of scientists and planetary scientists actually don't think that there's enough information from that rock, which is about the size of an Idaho potato, to actually tell you whether or not that's evidence of life on Mars. So and the real answer is there's not enough there. The jury is out. But we don't know where the rock came from on Mars, and different theories about how that rock formed and things that you're finding it are dependent upon where the rock was when it was formed before it was blasted off of Mars and sent Earth. So the real answer is there's tantalizing information in the rock that may be evidence of life. But we're not that confident.
Okay. Now let's take the long view picture. Sometime after 2030, no one knows when, but sometime after 2030, the first piloted mission to Mars may be launched. And I understand there's always, of course, debate within NASA, scientific debate within NASA, about whether we should simply jump to Mars in one big leap with rockets that, for example, SpaceX is experimenting with. Other people say, let's take the slow and steady approach of building a lunar space station around the moon and from then rocketing up to Mars. Well, Mr. Lavery, any thoughts? Any thoughts about whether we should make this one jump to the planet Mars or perhaps take a baby step to the moon first with a space station around the moon and then go to Mars? Any thoughts?
Well, I think the number of different answers you would get to that question directly correlates with the number of different people you ask. That's one of those ones where I think there's a lot of good, healthy debate right now about the right way to get to Mars. But the real answer is there are a multitude of different ways it can be done, each of which have certain advantages and disadvantages in terms of your preparation, your level of effort, affordability, and overall longevity of the technologies that you want to address. So it really depends on sort of where you sort of turn the knobs on each of those different parameters for whether you think a Mars direct or a moon then Mars sort of philosophy is most advantageous. One of the things that we're doing within the Mars exploration program in the science side of NASA is just making sure that the things that we can do while we are flying robotic missions to Mars that would be useful to a human mission later, sometime in the 2030s, that we're doing as much of that as we can right now. For example, on the Perseverance rover, when it launches later this month, one of the instruments that's on board is a device called MOXIE, which is going to be taking and processing the Mars atmosphere once the rover lands on Mars and actually decomposing the atmosphere of Mars and extracting out oxygen from the carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere. We're doing that as a demonstration to show that we actually can process the Martian atmosphere, split out the oxygen, then store that oxygen, and that would be the sort of thing that then when there is a human mission to Mars, that obviously gives them oxygen to breathe. It can be then recombined with hydrogen to form water for them to drink. Also can be recombined in different ways to form rocket fuel for the return flight back home, that sort of thing. So, you know, we're doing these technology experiments and technology validations to prepare for that human mission to Mars whenever it actually does happen and take these technologies and feed them forward to that point in time that will be useful when human mission to Mars does happen, and independent of whether it's Mars direct or moon first or whichever.
Okay. And also, Dr. Meyer, let me ask you a question about radiation exposure in space. We have the atmosphere of the Earth to protect our astronauts as they orbit the Earth. But if you go outside and you hit the Van Allen radiation belt, solar flares, cosmic rays from colliding black holes and things like that, do we know the effects of radiation in deep space, not in the Earth's atmosphere, but in deep space, the effect of prolonged exposure to radiation for our astronauts? What are your thoughts?
So, you know, that's a very good question because the experiments are a little hard to do. There's not that many people who will volunteer for that type of experiment. And the challenge that we have with our understanding of radiation and its effect on living tissue here on Earth and with people is short-term exposure. So after a certain level of radiation, we know what kind of damage that can cause to cells.
Okay, Dr. Meyer, unfortunately we have run out of time, but once again, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. You've been a great guest on the show. Thank you so much. Once again, a special guest were Dr. Michael Meyer and David Lavery, and you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.